longtime Senate President Mike Miller.
He's a historic figure.
In Annapolis, I'm John Doman.
For Maryland National Guardsmen kicked out of the U.S. Capitol, Governor Larry Hogan weighs in. I'm Megan Clougherty.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 87 points, NASDAQ down 13, S&P 500 down 6. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathe, and tributes are pouring in for one of baseball's all-time greats, Hank Aaron, who has died at 86.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
That was the night in Atlanta in 1974 when he passed Babe Ruth on the all-time home run list.
One-time home run leader Henry Aaron was born in Mobile, Alabama in 1934. He played 23 seasons with the Milwaukee, later Atlanta Braves. Before retiring in 1976, he entered the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982.
23 years ago, I never dreamed that this high honor would come to me. For it was not fame I sought, but rather to be the best baseball player that I could possibly be.
Aaron, who faced horrendous racism in the Deep South throughout his career, remains baseball's runs batted in leader. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
History made today in the U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Retired Army General Lloyd Austin becomes the first African American to become defense secretary. Inching closer to a Senate impeachment trial for former President Trump, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
Top Republican Mitch McConnell wants the trial delayed till next month. CBS's Skylar Henry's got the latest on the new president's pandemic plan.
President Biden will sign 2 executive orders that will increase access to food for the needy, allow workers to turn down jobs that may risk their health without losing unemployment benefits, and clear a path to a $15 an hour minimum wage for federal workers. That's on top of the 10 executive orders signed yesterday as part of the president's national strategy for a COVID-19 response. His plan establishes national standards for vaccine distribution and school reopening.
In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has eased pandemic restrictions on restaurants, casinos, theaters, and sports stadiums.
The science is settled. Wearing a mask, practicing social distancing, and avoiding indoor gatherings, these things work.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is joining the chorus of state and local officials who need more COVID vaccine.
Our only limitation as we stand here today is supply from the federal government.
A lot of zeros. The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight has just been boosted to $1 billion. No big winner in the game since September. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 92 points. The NASDAQ is down 11 points. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's Friday, January 22nd, 2021. 44 degrees, a pretty nice day, highs around 50. Good afternoon. I'm Nick Iannelli.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following this hour. The man who led Maryland State Senate longer than anyone, who has ever led any legislative body, is being remembered today for his enormous personality and the enormous power he wielded in Annapolis. Earlier today, Mike Miller was honored by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
It is fitting that you were brought here to these hallowed halls before your final rest. Welcome home, my friend. On behalf of all the people of a grateful state of Maryland, we say thank you. Your legacy will not ever be forgotten. God bless you, and may you rest in peace.
And those whom Miller worked with and sometimes against paid their respects one last time today.
Mike Miller is one of a kind.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen served with Miller when Van Hollen held office here in Annapolis. And like many others, will tell you no one, even a governor, wielded more political power.
Oh, there's no doubt that Mike Miller has had much more impact on the state of Maryland over a period of time than any one governor.
There's no argument about it.
Former governor Paris Glendenning.
So we had our battles. But even when we had those battles, it was interesting. We respected one another.
Miller's Maryland flag-draped coffin sits one more time under the rotunda of the state house he served in for decades.
This state is a lot better because Mike Miller devoted 50 years of his life to it.
In Annapolis, John Dome in WTOP News.
Thousands of National Guard members who were taking a break were kicked out of the Capitol building last night and forced to rest in a nearby parking garage. It prompted outrage, and they were eventually allowed to go back into the building. Right now, we're hearing from Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
U.S. Capitol Police Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman says, with the exception of specific times on Inauguration Day itself, while swearing-in ceremonies were underway, the U.S. Capitol Police did not instruct the National Guard to vacate the Capitol. When asked about reports of Maryland guardsmen sleeping in a garage, Governor Larry Hogan told WBAL,
"No, we haven't had that issue. You know, I asked them. They said they were getting a little sleep and they were getting fed pretty well."
He says the Maryland Guard is among a number of states that agencies are requesting stay in D.C. through the end of the month. But Hogan says the state may have other plans.
"We may bring more people and ramp up even more of the Guard to help us on the vaccination front."
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Six past the hour, Capitol Police say they're looking into whether Maryland Congressman Andy Harris tried to bring a gun onto the floor of the U.S. House. Harris set off the newly installed metal detectors at the doors to the House floor yesterday. He didn't enter. He left and returned minutes later and passed successfully through the magnetometer. A spokesman tells Fox Baltimore that Harris and his family have been threatened by someone awaiting trial. The congressman does have a handgun permit, and while members of Congress are allowed to bring firearms to their offices, they are not allowed to take them into the House and Senate chambers.
The Howard University marching band got a lot of attention this week as it escorted the nation's new vice president during the inauguration parade, and the band director is reflecting on that.
That's the sound of the Showtime marching band as it leads Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade during the inauguration parade. Band director Kelvin Washington has been part of three inaugurations now, but with Harris being an alum, this one was extra special.
"We like led the way. We have a special prepared new banner that stated Howard University, home of Vice President Kamala Harris."
Because of coronavirus precautions, only 40 members of the band could take part. Rehearsals were tough because of social distancing, but Washington said the students and staff stepped up because it was an important part in history for the historically black college.
"For these students, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them."
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
And coming up on WTOP, we'll discuss former President Trump's upcoming impeachment trial with The Hill's editor-in-chief, Bob Cusack. It's 107.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no